WDAPX, monitoring 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff, ACATG.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Another beautiful day in paradise. How are you?
Well, we're doing wonderful. How was your trip to the Detroit area? And I saw yesterday you were driving up north again, so I know you were back.
Well, it was a fun day. they were planning on me being there for 2 days, and I'm like, no, I can get this done in a day. So I was back Monday evening, and then the next couple days I was buried in the shop. And then yesterday, I had to, I drove up to Mackinac City to do work up there. And today I'm going to Gaylord. So we're covering a good part of the state this week.
Ah, very good. Well, only one day down south. Oh, I thought you had a bunch of different MDOT trucks you were going to work on. But if you did that, killed that in one day, hey, very good, sir.
Yep, they had one complete install, and technically it wasn't even really a complete install. Some of it was already prepped, so that made things easier. Another one was supposed to be a full install, but while I was working on one, the guys were training somebody, and they did some of the work on that one, so which made that one that much easier. Then they had me do a repair on a third one, but like I say, I mean, it really, I had five a good day, 8 hour day, 9 hour day in there. And then I drove 4 hours home, so I got to drive home in all that snow Monday night.
Well, hey, you arrived safely back home and didn't run into any errant vehicles, so to speak. Like you could have up at the Kosky maybe, or someplace weird, or downtown Traverse City.
Every day is an interesting day when you're out driving. You never know what you're going to see and what kind of things you run into. Hi. But yeah, on the way back, I don't know if you're familiar with 115 that goes down towards US 10 and that. And I was taking 115. They usually run probably 65, and you're usually getting past. Well, on the way back, it was snowing so hard that I had a group of cars that were doing 15 to 45 miles an hour in front of me. And it was bad enough I didn't try to pass. I just kicked back and enjoyed the ride. So it made for a long ride home, but we made it.
Well, all I can say is, yeah, I used to live in Mount Pleasant, so I know the Clear to Cadillac M115 very well, and that was before they made it with lots of passing lanes. There used to only be two areas where you could pass somebody. Now it's pretty much four lanes most of the way.
Understood, but... It was snowing hard enough you couldn't tell where the two lanes were. And most of the time, the people in front of me were driving kind of right between the two lanes. So they were straddling that dash mark. But to be honest with you, you couldn't see it anyway. Part of me wanted to go on around them, but it wasn't safe. I could have drove faster than what they were driving, but it would have been idiotic of me to try to get around them and cause any sort of issues that way. So it was just easier to stay back and, like I said, enjoy the ride. So, and it's going to be a good day today. We have 100% overtime. We got 5 hours worth of overtime yesterday, and it's all overtime today. So we go over to Gaylord, work on an ambulance, put a couple radios in, and then turn around and more than likely my day is done. So I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, sounds like a fantastic way to finish off the week. So, hey, well, I'm going to let you go and listen for you as you travel around. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Good to hear you back out there.
Sounds good, and I plan a down weekend. I don't plan on going anywhere doing anything all weekend. So, You may catch me on the radio this weekend as I'm playing there at the house. So, you have a good one. 73 WPATX Mobile.
NATCT.
And 9KOP level.
NATMH, KVSW.
WAVPC.
Okay, that's BW Mobile.
And 8MJL Mobile.
Oh, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm working on my suntan today.
You're climbing your tower?
No, I'm just actually driving around the top today.
Ah, well, I'm on my way to Indian River. Just pulling out of the driveway. Got a UPS package I got to drop off in the drop box at Ken's. I got a coupon for 40 cents off a gallon, so I'm going to fill up my gas, too, then while I'm at Ken's. Other than that, what a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. I'm spent the morning inside doing some stuff, going through some of my parents' items after, golly, it's been 15 years, or not 10 years, my brother and I got together and we went through a box of stuff and finally dividing it up. So it's been nice to get out and get a little sun on the face.
Yeah, I kind of wondered what that bright light was up in the sky. Yep, beauty day. Just going around the lake here. Passing breakers, dodging all the snowmobiles that are trying to get in to eat. Cleared that finally. What an absolutely gorgeous day. I'm glad I'm not in the house.
Yeah, I agree. I'm down at the waterfront looking across the bay, and it's beautiful. I mean, the wind's calm even here in Petoskey. I think we're at about 35 degrees. At least that's what the car says. It's a heat wave in northern Michigan. But not too hot, so it's not melting the snow too quickly.
Well, you know, this winter been the hardest since we've been here, and Wednesday marked 6 years that we've owned the house. I'm seriously considering stopping at the Ford dealership there, the Brown dealer, and looking at a four-wheel drive vehicle, maybe a Jeep that's been returned from lease or something.
Yeah, 2 years ago I was looking. They actually had I think it was a 2018 Jeep Cherokee. It was a fair price. I think they only wanted 12 for it. But it was a little out of my price range at the time. The Jeep that I ended up buying off my brother, it's a Cherokee, not a Grand Cherokee, so it's I think it's like 6 or 8 inches skinnier than the Grand Cherokee. But, no, I like it. I just put a good set of tires on it, and I've been able to go everywhere
I want it to go this year through the snow. So, all right, Chief. This one rides really nice. I've got the little four-cylinder. I think it's the smaller of the engines, but I mean, even in the wintertime, I'm getting 27 miles to the gallon. So it does pretty good on fuel economy.
All right. Well, this is a V6. My wife's car has got the V6. Hers is the sport version of the Fusion. So it'll get sometimes up in the 20s, low 20s in mile per gallon, especially on trips. But this one is like 16, 18 max. That's the gear ratio. But it's only two-wheel drive if I turn off the traction control system and let the limited slip rear end kick in, mechanical one. But we got stuck a couple times this winter and had to dig out. Nothing I had to call a tow truck for or anything, but I'm thinking it might be time to just get a nice four-wheel vehicle I can park in the driveway, put some real knobby tires on it so that I can go through the deep snow.
Yeah, unfortunately, my wife compares fuel mileage of vehicles to her Honda Civic, which will get between 36 and 40 miles to the gallon. So, anytime I talk about a new vehicle, she's like, what's the mileage? I'm like, oh, it's probably going to be 15 to 18. And she's like, no, it can't get it. It doesn't get good mileage. So, but there's trade-offs. You get a vehicle that you can do stuff with, and it's not going to get the mileage that you normally get on a normal car. So, there's trade-offs. Some good, some bad. Well, I'm pulling up to, I got to go to, my insurance agent called me. He's like, just got a new printer, scanner, and I can't get it to scan. Can you help me? So, I was doing that, give my buddy a quick hand here, and then I got to go off to Wally World and pick up a few items for the family. So, got a couple kids again, 2 and 4, so they've been keeping us busy. Definitely eating us out of the house right now. So, I'll say 7-3s, and I will talk to you later, Shannon, in 8MGL.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you. It's always great to have little ones. But the innocence, you need to see that. Sometimes after they're gone, there's a void, that's for sure. Empty nest. All right, sir. Yeah, I got 120,000 coming up on this truck. And her car's only got 36,000 miles on it. It's a 2010. This is a 2015. 7-3. Nice chatting with you. Have a great day. K8SPW. K8SPW Mobile.
W8FSM, KD8IWS Mobile. W8FSM, KD8IWS Mobile. You on, Fred?
Yes, but I'm on the phone. I'll get back with you for
W8FSM.
W8RPM, WJ8R. WJ8R, clear.
KD8IWS. KD8IWS listening. KD8IWS. KD8IWS clear.
KD8HDT listening.
This is KG8OM.
KD8IWS.
KD8IWS, this is KG8OM. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Kurt. I'm near Alba, actually Air Park North. How you doing tonight?
Doing just fine, thank you, sir. This is Steve, and I'm in Watertown, Wisconsin, which is about halfway between Madison and Milwaukee.
Yeah, okay, very good. What kind of temperature do you have there? We've got about 25 right at the moment. 25 and a cold wind.
I'm showing we have 35 and clear. I think it got up to around 45 today at the warmest part of the day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Where did you say your QTH was?
It's a little town called Watertown, and it's about halfway between Madison and Milwaukee, about 8 miles north of the 494 corridor that goes between Madison and Milwaukee.
I gotcha. Yeah, you're coming across the lake then, and because I'm going into the repeater at Petoskey, Michigan. And so you must be, are you, what repeater are you going through?
I'm connected through EchoLink.
Okay, that makes sense. Yep. Well, is it safe to say that you're going to send some warm weather our way?
Well, I have two brothers that live over in Niles, and they usually get the weather I get, usually makes its way over there about a day later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I kind of went past Mile on the way up to our cabin today. I live down south of Flint, Michigan, and we don't have much snow around that area of Michigan. I got up here to our cabin in northern Michigan, and I'm about I'm more than 100 yards off the road, and we had so much snow I couldn't drive into the cabin, so I had to wait and till my son got here with some equipment to plow the drive back to the cabin. Yeah, we had only had 3 foot out to the road and about 2 foot of snow getting up to the cabin. So, in fact, he's out plowing right now.
Very good. So you go up there to go snowmobiling? Did I lose you? Oh, Kurt, I hope everything's okay on your end. I think I lost you. This is KG8OM. KG8OM signing off.
Any problem with experience at Snowdrift?
KD8IWS, listening.